Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The current sign of the zodiac is Gemini, which goes from May 21st to June 21st. Since Gemini is represented by the twins, I thought this would be a good time to listen to some double concertos. We'll hear Ellen Tafe Zwillich's Concerto for Violin, Cello, and Orchestra, Grazina Bakcevic's Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra, and Catherine Hoover's Double Concerto for Two Violins. Ellen Tafe Zwillich was born in Miami, Florida, in 1939. She began to compose at the age of 10. Among her early pieces were several for her high school band in Florida. She sang in an early music group and played violin and jazz trumpet. She then studied at Florida State University and later moved to New York and worked as a freelance violinist. A year later, she began a 7-year tenure with the American Symphony Orchestra. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a DMA in composition from Juilliard, where she studied with Roger Sessions and Elliot Carter. In 1983, Zwillich won the Pulitzer Prize for Symphony No. 1, becoming the first woman to receive this prize. She held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall, and she was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. The Concerto for Violin, Cello, and Orchestra was composed in memory of the sculptor Albert Vine, a friend of the composer's. Zwillich believes one task of the composer of concertos is to answer the question, why is this soloist standing in front of an orchestra? In the case of the double concerto, there are two dramatic situations on the stage, the relationship between soloists and orchestra, and the relationship between one soloist and the other. It is like having a play within a play, a pas de deux within a larger ensemble. The concerto is in two extended movements. The first begins lyrically, becomes agitated, then returns to a quiet close. The second movement is just the reverse. Fast, slow, fast. It is performed here by Jamie Laredo, violin, and Sharon Robinson, cello, with a Louisville orchestra conducted by Lawrence Layton Smith.